AB News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. ambassador to Haiti, Beauchief Edmond, says commandos assassinated Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse.
We believe those are mercenaries. It's very important for this international manhunt because those killers are on the loose.
Moïse was killed in his home. This is UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric.
The Secretary General calls on all Haitians to preserve the constitutional order, remain united in the face of this abhorrent act, and reject all violence.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. will provide whatever help is needed in Haiti. 46 deaths have now been reported in South Florida. 10 more bodies have been found from the collapsed condo building there. Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says 94 people are still missing.
Every single victim uncovered is somebody's child, somebody's mother, somebody's teacher, somebody's colleague, a classmate, a best friend. Our hearts break for those who are mourning and for those who are waiting.
President Biden is at a community college in Illinois to talk about what he calls human infrastructure, childcare, health care, and education.
The plan for infrastructure is paid for. It's paid for. And this plan that I'm talking about, which is really expensive if you add it all up, well, guess what? The fact is that it's paid for as well.
Former President Donald Trump is suing Google, Facebook, and Twitter, claiming he and other conservatives are being censored.
In addition, we are asking the court to impose punitive damages on these social media giants. We're going to hold big tech very accountable.
Trump was suspended from Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, owned by Google, after his followers stormed the Capitol in January. Stocks are higher at the close. This is AP News. New York City held a ticker tape parade to honor essential workers during the pandemic.
Bands marched and confetti rained down as nurses, doctors, first responders, teachers, bus drivers, and others rode on floats through the canyon of tall buildings from Battery Park to City Hall.
What a difference a year makes.
The grand marshal was Sandra Lindsay, a New York healthcare worker who was the first person in the country to get an approved COVID-19 vaccine shot.
Frontline workers, the people who fed us, the people who put their lives on the line, we can't thank them enough.
Mayor Bill de Blasio rode on a float with hospital employees and the mascot for the New York Mets.
Thank you to the nurses!
The parade along the Canyon of Heroes was the latest in a 125-year New York City tradition. Mayor de Blasio said these are the folks who made history in New York City's toughest hour. I'm Jennifer King.
The last parade in New York honored the U.S. women's soccer team for their 2019 World Cup victory. Ed Donahue, AP News.